One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
45 years ago, American astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first humans to step onto the moon and claimed the lead in the space race for the U.S. But Aldrin says much has changed.
We're in not very good shape. We can't even take our people to our space station that cost the United States $100 billion.
Many more countries now have space programs. Aldrin says the U.S. will need them as lunar exploration continues in order to take the next giant step to Mars.
We need to lead at the moon. The only way we can lead at the moon is to cooperate with the Chinese and not compete with anybody, but help them as best we can. Every way we help will be a stepping stone for us to get to Mars.
Going to Mars is the space agency's goal, says NASA's Ellen Stofan, speaking via Skype. But getting there, she says, will take time.
And it's not just because it's far away. It takes about 8 months to get there. It's because we don't have the technologies right now to allow us to do it.
And Stofan says the U.S. cannot get to Mars without the help of other countries.
Most missions we do, whether they're planetary or astrophysics, we do it with international partners. It's really the way we do business now.
Those partners are not just foreign governments. They also include private companies that will be taking astronauts from the U.S. to the International Space Station in 2017. Companies including Virgin Galactic are catering to scientists and space tourists. Virgin's William Pomerantz says they aim to send their first customers into space sometime this year.
Our ability is to take you up into outer space itself, give you those view out of the window, and give your experiment several minutes of really high-quality microgravities. So you're now seeing this new generation of entrepreneurs, many of whom grew up watching those Apollo missions, who are now taking those technologies first developed by NASA, and they're further developing them.
This is actually a model of my concept for an orbital superyacht.
Space architect John Spencer, the founder of the Space Tourism Society, expects space tourism to become a big industry.
The next decade will really be the breakthrough decade with hundreds of companies involved in space experiences, tourism, return to the moon for tourism experiences, exploration of Mars is starting.
Space exploration also seems to still have the ability to inspire young people, including Ella Wahlstedt and Reese Hardwick, who had a chance to meet Buzz Aldrin.
I think that would be cool to see Mars and cool to, like, go in
space. The universe is so vast, so big. There's got to be something more out there.
And NASA is also asking and hoping to answer that question. Are we alone in the universe? Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.